Hello, and welcome to another one of our community podcasts about NAV 2009. Today, I'm speaking with Lukasz. Lukasz, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Lukasz, could you tell us your name and what team you're on?
Actually, my name is Lukasz, and I'm working on the client team for Dynamics NAV 2009. And I came from Poland, and I was studying at Wrocław University of Technology.
Oh, great. And you've been at Microsoft how long?
Actually, I joined Microsoft at January this year, so I'm quite new.
Okay, exciting to join a company and start and release a product in just a few months.
Yeah, it's quite exciting period of my career because I joined company quite recently and then there is a big release, so I'm very, very happy about it.
Great. So now the new release, NAV 2009, has a dramatic change to its user interface. And you're on the client team. So what specifically were you working on and what was the real important change that you were, you know, really focusing on for the user, especially around productivity?
From my perspective, the most important change is this user interface, which is quite new and looks very, very nice. And it's completely big change comparing to the old client. And beside of this change, the personalization is one of the most important factors that can increase the user productivity, so I think this is one of the most important factors.
Okay, and role tailored. Tell me more about that, and what specifically does that mean to an NAV 2009 user?
Yeah, actually the role tailored client for the user means that they can adjust the client to their needs, so they can personalize the main roles, so how they see the menu, and how they see the most common use actions, and how the given page looks like, so they can, because of those changes, make the action quicker by putting the most frequently used task at the top of it, make them more visual, easier to find, and just because of this work quicker and more efficiently, then can just suits the client up to their needs, so they don't have to worry about the things they are not using or they're bothering them. So it's very, very powerful mechanism in my opinion.
So what specifically think, you know, things can I change in the new UI? Can I change positions of things? You know, what are some of the things that I can change, and how is that really about getting the task at hand done faster?
Actually, when we see at the personalization, we can see the processor from three perspectives. One is like the default settings delivered with the Dynamics NAV, so we have different profiles based on our current role in the company. So for example, sales manager, accounting manager. So based on those, we can have like predefined menu settings, different main page, where we can see the most important tasks that we are doing and more frequently. We can have the access to the main report that we are using. Mm-hmm. And besides of that, the vendors can adjust those settings, add new profile, change the profile a little bit just to suit the user needs. And then the user can, for example, an analyst can add new columns, hide new columns, just expand or collapse some fast tabs that we call the group of items that are grouped together. So we can collapse, expand those things just to see on the screen the information that are more important for us. So it's a lot of things the user can change.
Okay.
So I think it's very user-specific application.
Great. So as our community members get a hold of 2009 and start using it, what are the things that you'd like to hear feedback on? What would you like to see, what they liked, what they didn't like, and those types of things from the community? Yeah. What would be the things you'd want to hear?
See. Actually, I would love to hear from the users the feedback regarding to user interface and the work, how they perform that with the new client that can do the same tasks quicker, more efficiently, what they like, what they do not like, how we can make the application better just to fit the user needs, to perform the tasks much, much better, because the application is localized for many, many different countries, like the America, Poland, Germany, and in different countries the people have different habits, culture, experience, and everything. So, you know, there's a lot of feedback that we can hear about how we can make the specific language version better, how we can improve the work with the new client, and all those things. So I would love to hear about the things, what we can improve, and what they like, what they do not like, so just keep proper focusing on improving our application.
Oh, great. Well, thanks, Lukasz, for taking the time to talk with us, and looking forward to many great things again with 2009.
Thank you. That's also very good to me.